while we are enjoying an array of sports, including three Astros games and something that hasn't happened since the mid-'80s, the U of H Cougars in the Final Four against Baylor. Coverage begins at 4 o'clock right here on Sports Radio 610, courtesy of Westwood One. And with that said, we welcome a Coug legend. John, I'll let you do the honors here. A member of Phi Slamma Jamma, an NBA vet, joins us right now. Take it away, OG.
Yeah, joining us now, a member of Phi Slamma Jamma, and obviously was an incredible star on that team. But some people might call you Justice's dad now. Ricky Winslow joins us. Ricky, man.
How you doing?
We are fantastic over here. I'm curious, you know, you've been so plugged in to the game even after your career because of coaching and your, you know, obviously Justice and others that with whom you've worked. How plugged in are you right now, you know, going back to your days? Does it rekindle those memories even more so to see what the Cougars are doing?
Oh, it's great right now. We had an amazing run back when I was a freshman at University of Houston with Olajuwon and Reed Geddes, Michael Young, Alvin Franklin, those starter guys, the starting five. Amazing run, and you know, that brotherhood goes on for a long time. And just looking at a great job that Coach Sampson has done with the University of Houston, getting them back into the Final Four is just amazing, especially now for the city of Houston.
Correct. And, you know, during those runs, and I was around as you were to be around that team, we thought that U of H basketball was going to be one of the cream of the crop programs for, you know, from then on. And then it just dropped off. I mean, how much more difficult do you think the job has been for Kelvin Sampson to rekindle that thing?
I think it is very difficult. You know, you have to have a good staff up under you for recruiting, get it back on top, and then try to recruit different guys. And sometimes you have to go JUCO way to get some of those great JUCO players in and get your team back up to staff, able to play in the league, especially the conference too, because the conference is pretty tough too. And that's why I commend such a great job on the staff of University of Houston, assistant coaches as well, because a lot of times they're the one that's grinding, putting in the work. And like Coach Alvin Brooks, I think he did a tremendous job, and as well as the rest of the coaching staff. And Coach Sampson bringing a whole different culture back into the University of Houston. You know, back in our day, you saw the fast break transition, you know, pressing and all of that. And you saw those different activities with those special dunks at the end. But what caused those special dunks is that great defense. You know, a lot of times we didn't get no name because of our defense, because the dunks are so spectacular. Or so, but the defense is, I think, what kind of put us over the hump, especially with Olajuwon in the middle.
Well, you know the game so well. You know these players. You've been around this generation of players. How does U of H stack up with Baylor, which just seems to be incredibly talented?
Yeah, they're just all around. They just have a great, especially their guard play. And right now, I think the guard play is the play outside of Gonzaga that's really, you know, the play so well that put those teams in the final, especially Baylor. Baylor's like, their offense is incredible. So we have to play. I think we have to do a great job defensively, rebounding, and we have to be able to score as well, because they have a great scoring offense. So if we can do that, and, you know, anything's possible, and I think we have a great chance because we're there. So, I mean, we didn't get there not playing defense and not getting into different guys and getting into them, because a lot of the grinding, they really grind on defense, and defense kind of can change the form of a game. So I'm really looking forward to it, because I think it's going to really be a good matchup, especially the two Texas teams too. So,
talking to the great Ricky Winslow here on Sports Radio 610. You know better than most just the sacrifice that it takes to get to the Final Four, to get to this point of the tournament. With everything that the kids have had to deal with, COVID, all that type of stuff, is it a little bit more, I guess, impressive, the teams that have been able to have the discipline that is already there in a normal year, but in this year is even more difficult than usual?
Yes, I think so. With COVID, I mean, going through COVID, just with normal things that we do, just trying to get to the grocery store, or get to work. I mean, that's a problem itself in the grocery store, and just going through the different thing, game by games and fans and different things like that. I mean, that's like, so that's just a whole nother matter that comes with it. And I commend all the universities and all players, especially the ones that made it to the Final Four, because there's a lot of things behind the scene that they had to go through, keeping guys positive. And a lot of guys, especially younger guys, want to be around their families and different things like that. But you have to be really careful with COVID going around.
Ricky Winslow joining us here on Sports Radio 610. Man, we really appreciate your time. I know you're going to be pulling out that old Phi Slamma Jamma. Do you have any more of that Phi Slamma Jamma gear still?
Oh, yeah, for sure. And they just came out with some more stuff.
They did.
I think in the last year or so, man, it's really hot right now. But, hey, we're going to do this for the city and go Cougs all the way.
All right,
city,
man.
Baby.
Appreciate it. Ricky Winslow joining us here. Take care, man.
It's Ricky Winslow, the legend of Phi Slamma Jamma, right here on Sports Radio 610. Cougs tomorrow, April Madness, trying to get to that big game on Monday. Local coverage brought to you by Academy Sports and Outdoors. Starting at about 4 o'clock. Going to be a fun weekend. Going to be a fun time.
Hey everyone, Boomer Esiason here. The NFL Draft is behind us and your favorite team is now gearing up for week number one. The free Odyssey app puts you right in the middle of the pro football conversation with the biggest sports radio stations from across the country. The local voices who know your team the best, giving you their unfiltered takes on the current state of your squad. It's always football season right here on the free Odyssey app.